Chapter 4, Your Rise to Power. Creating the World Through Your Word. Formulating Honest Agreements. If you're committed to not creating new baggage, it's essential that you bring your full consciousness to your agreements. As you embark on integrating intelligent structure into your life, this structure will hold up only if you have integrity and self-trust. This means only entering into agreements with yourself and others that you fully intend to keep, and following through on your agreements with a spirit of enthusiastic participation. The cleanness and self-reliance this fosters in you will feel refreshing and energizing. This is one of our favorite subjects to discuss because we've both had experiences of profound clarity around the significance of our agreements and what happens when we keep or break them. We feel that this one idea, do what you say you're going to do, could be the most life-changing habit a person could adopt. When you make an agreement, it's like planting a seed. You have a desired outcome in mind, and the agreement is a declaration of the intention to achieve this outcome. A union is established between you and another person, if someone else is involved, between you and the universe, including all the surrounding variables you intend to have align in your favor, and between you and your highest self. Anytime you say you're going to do something, you're making an agreement. Following through on an agreement to its completion is a matter of integrity. When you honor this process, it supports the power of your word as an expression of truth and a tool of creation. However, when you break an agreement, your sweet little creation is aborted, and it weakens the strength of your word. The late Sikh leader Yogi Bhajan is quoted in Energy Maps as saying, "The highest, most effective energy on this planet is the word. When we understand the power of the word, and we apply the whole mind behind the word, then we create the word which can create the whole world for us. One who does not know how to live to his word does not know how to live. But if you will honor the word, you will be honored in this world." Beyond honoring our agreements, we bolster the power of our word by speaking the truth, speaking with kindness, never polluting our environment with our words, and following our words with actions that support them, i.e., walking our talk. When we have honed our words to be precision tools of creation, they are indeed magic. But if we've undermined their value by repeatedly breaking our agreements, they cease to be a tool that we can depend on. As the contractor of your own magnificent life, would you want a faulty, unpredictable, or even potentially harmful tool on your job site? Early in our spa business, we hired a massage therapist who was amazing in her interview. She was professional and talented. She trained for a week, and we were eager for her to start work the following Tuesday. When Tuesday came and it was time for her shift, she wasn't at the spa. We called her repeatedly, and she didn't answer. Like any good spiritual folks who endeavor to control their emotions, we were pissed off. That evening, she called, completely panicked. She had made a mistake in her schedule and left town to go skiing, thinking that she didn't start work until the next day. Rather than firing her on the spot, we decided to give it some thought and told her we'd call her back in the morning. If this was just a one-time honest mistake, it would be a shame to lose someone so talented. But flaking out on 5 clients on her first day, it didn't bode well. An hour later, she showed up at the spa with a little gift for us and chocolates for the rest of the staff, plus a note saying she was very sorry and that she understood how this must have affected both the staff and our clients. She offered to call the clients to apologize personally and to give each of them a free session with her. She also let us know that she would always double-check her schedule from then on and make sure it was in her calendar correctly. We were impressed. She took complete responsibility for her actions, didn't give us any excuses, and made significant gestures to show her commitment to gaining our trust. We gave her another chance, and over time we came to consider her one of our most trustworthy team members. She was always on time, very reliable, and never missed a shift again. Because of her willingness to clean up her mistake rather than run away or deflect responsibility, we got a great employee for 9 years and hundreds of clients benefited from her healing work at our spa.